Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 256 of Power Rangers in Space, episode 6, entitled Satellite Search.
It aired March 13th, 1998, written by Judd Lane, directed by Blair Truitt. Let's talk about how last time they said we're never going to stop searching. This time they're searching for a satellite. Yeah. So I guess so far they're making good on their promise.
Every episode going forward is about searching.
Yeah, they have to look for something or else they lied.
Or else they stopped. And then, like a hummingbird, they will die.
They will die. Their heart will stop beating. Is that for real? Is that a real thing?
I've also heard that if a shark stops swimming, it'll die.
I've heard that too.
I don't know if that's true.
I feel like that might be true.
I have never seen video of a shark being still.
Neither have I. So anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, then we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and most of the time we don't talk about whether or not hummingbirds die when they stop flying, or sharks.
When they stop swimming, flying. Well, sharks don't fly. That I've ever seen.
I haven't. Actually, I think there are flying. I think there are quote-unquote flying sharks where they will jump out of the water for...
Well, I know great whites can like jump out.
That's basically flying to a shark.
But not like, they don't like fly in the sky.
Yet.
Take a look, it's in a book, read a rainbow. They don't do that.
They don't do that. They can't read underwater. Pages get all wet. Anyway, tighten up, reality gangsters. Let's rock it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
And we're back, and we just watched Satellite Search, and there was a search for a satellite.
There was. I know everyone was worried about what that might mean. It's a little cryptic.
Very cryptic.
We deciphered it. There is, in fact, a search for a satellite, and not a search with a satellite.
They do. Yeah, that's important. That's where the distinction lies. Morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid or on Facebook. I want to do it again. We're on Discord. If you go to our Patreon, which we'll get to in a second, you can click on our Discord and you sign up there and you can talk about cool stuff with cool people. So that sounds pretty cool. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play.
You did use cool to describe it twice. So yeah, I think you're right.
I think it's pretty cool then. Anyway, if you go to one of those places, you can leave us a rating and review, and that would help out a bunch. People can see the reviews. I don't know what happened. I just fell apart. You just heard me fall apart live on air. Anyway, we're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you donate a couple bucks every month, you get some cool stuff in return, and it helps us out a bunch, and we really appreciate it. So maybe check that out. Maybe consider doing that. Today's a Friday episode, so no emails, no tweets, nothing. One tweet, Raymond did explain how to make a galaxy quadrants.
Yeah, he did.
And I said, so the quadrants are hot dog style. I should have said hamburger style. I think that's where the confusion was. It
depends which way you hold them.
Depends on which way it doesn't matter which
they could
you hold
be
them.
Either.
I don't know why, but I always just, like, in my brain, I'm like, no, they're squares, but that can't happen.
No, they're wedges.
Yeah. Because we don't know how big it gets. But they're wedges. I like that the universe is an orange.
Just a giant space wedge. Before we start, science fact. Hummingbirds perch all the time.
Yes.
So that is debunked here on the Morphin Grid. Myth busted.
Boom. I know this is where you come for all your hot hummingbird tips.
Hot science takes.
I know. So we wanted you to... We didn't want to get you out of this episode without getting one good hot science take.
We asked a question... And I'd be darned if we weren't going to answer it.
I mean, don't go back and listen to other episodes, because we do just ask questions to nobody and then don't answer them.
Not this time.
All the time, but not right now. Not about hummingbirds. Are you ready? You want to start?
Yeah.
All right, we start off on some ships. We'll find out that these ships, like the ship name itself, is the Velocifighter, which is a pretty neat name, I think. I don't know if it's supposed to be... like Velocity Fighter or Velociraptor Fighter.
I think it's a clever play on both.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Look at you, astronomer. Look at you. He's firing at a Nasada satellite, and he hits it, and it, like, pings off the bottom corner. And it's like, wah, and then flies down to a planet. It's not Jupiter. It's just a regular other planet. It's,
okay, the last time we saw this planet, it at least had, like, kind of a filter over it, so it wasn't red like Jupiter, but not this time.
No, this is just Jupiter.
This is just Jupiter.
It's just Jupiter.
Like, the red spot is front and center, and, like, if you're trying to hide what planet this is, maybe don't show its most distinctive feature.
Yeah, just, like, rotate. It's a sphere, so just rotate it 90 degrees, and it'll look totally different.
Yeah.
It'll be weird and alien. But instead, it's like, nah, it's Jupiter, bro. The satellite is flying down there. Elgar calls Astronema, and what was Astronema's wig this time? It's like a blonde, curly one.
It's white.
It's white?
It's straight white.
It's very white.
She does go down to the planet later, and it gets some sunlight, and you can see that there's, like, some black...
like stars.
...strands in it. Like, it's definitely white, but there's, like, black lines, like, thin black lines through it.
I thought there were, like, some stars in it, too.
So...
like jewelry.
The burning question on everybody's mind.
Yes.
Yet there is jewelry because she has I think the headband she wears is consistent because she keeps having this tassel in her face.
Okay, I'll have to keep an eye out for that later.
But the burning question is, where does this wig rank on the list of Astronema wigs? And it's number 2 out of 3. It's not as good as the black one, which looks like nice, but it's way better than the purple one.
I feel like this is exactly the same as the purple one.
But this one's... it's not, because this is a curly wig.
It's not, like, stringy.
The purple one was just, like, super stringy and falling apart. This one's supposed to be curly and puffy.
Okay.
It's not a good wig. Like, it's gonna get usurped, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
But it's better than the purple wig.
Okay, good. Everyone was worried.
For those of you
lay your heads to rest
at home, it's number 2.
So she's like, she says, maybe my favorite line of the episode, that satellite knows too much. Go down there and get it. And Elgar's like, it probably is blown up. And she's like, I don't want to hear probably. Go find it and get the discs. I don't know if she specifically mentions the discs or not.
I don't think she does yet.
But there's some discs. And Elgar has to go get them. So we cut to the Astro Mega Ship, where the Rangers are just, like, hanging out in the bridge, and then there's an incoming transmission that's totally encrypted or something. Max encryption. I forget what it was called. And Ash is like, what's that mean? He's like, it means it's a secret message. Andros says that. And Ash is like, okay, good enough for me. And it's like a video from the head of NASADA.
Yeah, the way they play it, because they, like, start it and then go to the opening, I think, before, and then they come back and finish it. Because they start it, and it's the guy from NASADA,
yes,
and then
it
cuts to the opening, and I'm like, he just saw all of them.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look, I guess they said it's a video message and not necessarily a video transmission.
It's a transmission, but I also read it as, like, hey, Skyping you.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, a live video chat, but it isn't. It's, like, he sent a pre-recorded message to them.
Yeah.
But I thought it was live. I was, like, he just found all of them out.
Yeah. He knew 4 of them. Like, he didn't actually see them.
Yeah, I mean, the only one he heard was TJ. He didn't see any of them.
Except Justin,
but he didn't know it.
Right.
The power. He just thought he was a friend of the Power Rangers.
A friend of the Power Rangers. This little boy is a friend of the Power Rangers.
This little boy also infiltrated your military base. Maybe buff up your security.
Like, pretty easily. Like he basically had to try to get caught and that's how he got caught, is by like, just stopping being a little sneaky.
He turned off the Pink Panther theme, and then they got him.
So the director of NASADA is like, there were some 8 years of scientific research. Don't worry about what kind, just scientific kind of research.
They're researching the sciences.
Yep. We found a lot about science.
It's about hummingbirds.
And now the data is on those discs, and they crashed to Earth, and you need to go
they
get them.
They did not crash to Earth, Jake.
They crashed to the planet Ron? The planet called Ron. That's what I heard. I hate my stepdad, Ron.
I think it's like Cauldron, as in like cauldron.
Like Khal Drogo.
No, like cauldron, because it's like a hot cooking planet.
Oh!
I just put that together.
I'm pretty sure the planet is called Ron.
It's definitely a planet called Ron that looks suspiciously like a planet called Jupiter.
It's not the planet called Jupiter. It's a planet called Ron. So, like, you need to get down to Ron and get those planets. The disc. You don't have to get the planets from Ron. It's just the one there. Get the data discs, and then maybe they can help you with your quest that you're on. It's very vague. their verbiage on what these discs do. Because apparently they don't have, get this, Earth doesn't have ships that can get to Ron and back.
They had one.
Well, they did.
But the Power Rangers took it.
Yeah, the Power Rangers stole it from them and they own it now. Because it's in space and they don't have another ship to go get it back. So it's like, you're our only hope. And they're like, okay. But it's a video. It's not like...
Yeah, and then it just like turns off.
Yeah.
But you know it's very dire because before he says, you're our only hope, he dramatically takes off his glasses. Huh.
It is the same director, too. I want to point that out.
Like, it is.
The same guy. Like the same like old man who just doesn't know what a Power Ranger is in real life. Or you know what? Maybe I'm making assumptions. Maybe he does. Maybe he loves the Power Rangers. He watches it with his grandkids. I don't know. I don't know this man's life.
We don't know his life.
But then we cut down to Ron and Elgar is sunbathing, and there's like a bunch of Quantrons like looking around, and he's like, hey, give me the sunscreen. I think I'm getting a little pink. And so he goes to put the sunscreen on, and Astronema's voice just like booms over the planet's loudspeaker, I guess.
Yes.
She speaks through Ron to yell at Elgar, and she's like, hey, quit it. Go find that satellite. And he's like, it probably fell into one of these lava lakes. She's like, probably nothing. Go find the satellite. And then she sees something on the other monitor, and she goes over, and she's like, the Rangers are coming, huh? Scramble some Velocifighters at him. Let's give him a welcome party. So then we cut to a Star Wars fight. It's a very much a Star Wars fight.
It's the Millennium Falcon vs. TIE Fighters
versus V-Fighters match? I don't know.
X-Wings are the good guys, right?
Yeah.
So I know that for sure.
Someone is screaming at me. Oh, yeah.
Right now.
You know who's screaming? Alan's screaming. Matt's screaming. Riley's screaming. Probably everybody else we've ever talked to on the internet is like, Star Wars is fun.
Is there a U-Fighter?
Now, I think.
That's a bad one.
I don't know.
I know the TIE Fighters
There's
are bad
There's a B-Fighter. I don't know what it looks like. I imagine a B.
Like a bumblebee or a letter B?
Oh, that's a good question.
Anyway, this is a Star Wars fight.
Yeah, like, it's very much Star Wars fight, and they apparently have guns on the Astromega ship. I guess I forgot that.
They got the mega laser.
They have the mega laser, but they also have these little like R2-D2 cannons.
Yeah, they got little droids out there.
Yeah. And it's like, and then they shoot a couple of them.
Putty droids.
But then one of them gets up under, and it's like, hey, you can't find me because I'm under you. And there's this very Star Trek moment of them being like, do a scan. I'm doing a scan. It's under us. I can't see it. I can't get a lock. But here's the thing. This is the only problem. They were real close to it being like a pretty good scene.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like the acting is good. I think it works. But the camera is 100% still when it's on them. It needs to be a little shaky.
Like, maybe a little bit.
You're in a space fight. Like, have someone tickle the camera operator or something. Just give it a little shake.
Yeah, but the one underneath them, they prank him because they hit the space brake.
They prank him so hard. They hit that space e-brake, dip back, and the Velocifier's like, ah, beans, and then he gets shot and he dies.
Yeah.
And they killed three more men with lasers. We actually don't know what quant. I assume they're robots.
They are robots because Elgar is yelling at him and calls him a bucket of bolts, and you don't say that to a human in armor.
Not on a kid's show, anyway.
No,
they get into their jump tube. They space surf down to Ron, and as soon as they land, they demorph
because they surf down morphed. It's like the only Japanese footage that's not a monster fight is them surfing, and then it cuts to them walking unmorphed.
And this is when we find out that Selwyn Ward is just too shredded.
He's all abs. His whole midsection is abs.
Because they got like tight shirts on.
I didn't notice that the shirts were like I knew they were tight, but I thought they were like, that does not make any sense. Loosely tight?
Yeah, they were like tight. They weren't tight.
Yeah, I did not think they were form-fitting.
They are tight shirts.
Because you can see it on Carlos, too. His is a little harder because he's got good abs as well,
He has a couple abs. They are not TJ's
abs.
They're
not super cut, and he's got a black shirt, so it's not like...
Yeah, I think you can also see Patricia Jiles a little bit, but the pink is like weird on the film, so it's like hot pink on like a reddish background.
Right, so it just like blows out.
But like, yeah, you can see every single one of TJ's abs through this shirt.
Yep.
Those tight, tight muscles.
That dude is ripped.
He ain't the Red Ranger anymore, but he's not going to let himself go because of that.
No.
If anything, he's going to get more abs.
He's going to be the best damn Blue Ranger you ever saw.
Just start finding other people's abs, stealing them, putting them on his ab collection. Keep abs as trophies. That's a whole note. It's just TJ's abs are shredded. That's just so we didn't walk past it. So then Alpha starts warning them about volcanoes over the communicator, but something with the volcanoes is messing up the signal.
He's mid-sentence, and it's like a little bit static.
It's like kind of quiet. He's like, hey, volcano's going to blow. Be careful.
You can still hear him, but he's like, oh, the volcanoes are about to erupt. And then Cassie cuts it off, and she's like, we're losing communication.
I don't know. I can't hear him. She's like, just for like 5 seconds, I just want to not hear that stupid robot. Just like 5 seconds.
Between him and freaking Deca always watching me, I just want some peace.
I just need 2 minutes to myself.
I'm scared to shower in
there. There's probably not in the showers.
I mean, I don't know what they're into at KO35.
I don't know. Maybe they're just so used to that police state surveillance life.
Could be.
Who knows?
Up to their neck in blue centurions over there.
Yeah. It's just a mining colony. Why do you need so much surveillance? What are they mining over there? Abs. So there's a Quantron fight because there's like just a bunch of them, and Elgar's like, hey, you find any data disks? And they're like, we wouldn't give them to you if we did. And he's like, well, let's fight then. So they fight.
It's pretty good. I noticed, and maybe I just didn't pay this much attention before, and I don't know why I was watching it so hard now, but Carlos is good at fighting.
Carlos is beating up these Quantrons. Ashley is also doing a lot. Like, everybody before, like, has always been, like, pretty good. I would actually say, like, the worst fighter in this scene, at least, was Andros. Because it was him versus Elgar, so right. He can't, like, do too good. Because you got to give Elgar, like, a little bit of credibility.
Right.
So he's, like, mostly blocking stuff. But Carlos was going ham. Ashley was putting in some work.
Yeah, I can't remember anything that Cassie did. I know TJ didn't get a lot.
He did throw one off of like
he
a
He threw
ridge.
One off a cliff and like kicked one real good.
Yeah.
But Carlos was just like going nuts.
Yeah, he was doing this like block and then like six punches to the stomach and then block
and
again.
It was all very controlled, which I think is what impressed me the most. Yeah. Like, it did not look like flailing at any point.
Yeah.
Which is very impressive.
It was real good. You know who's been doing a lot of good work lately? Roger Velasco.
Yeah.
He's been like, he's like leveled up.
Yeah, his acting is still a little.
Power Rangers,
but,
so like
it's much better than it was.
That is true. That is for sure.
He's putting good character work in.
Yeah, he's making a lot of choices. I think that was Carlos's problem last season. Is that there were no choices made.
He was told what Carlos was.
Hey, you're a soccer boy. He's like, got it. And
love
that was it.
Love soccer.
I love soccer and my wet hair. So then Elgar is like, the volcano starts to scream or laugh or whatever, and they're like, oh, that's weird. And Elgar's like, I'm not going to stick around for that. Like, that's got to be
bad. Elgar knows there's a monster because he says something about, like, I don't want to get eaten by that guy.
Right. So he starts, like, backing away, and he bumps into Astronema, who is we kind of speculated on it last time. She was, like, planet side. But, like, she does have, like, planet armor. Like, I'm going down to a planet. I'm going to put some armor on.
And the Power Rangers are here, so I might as well. Yeah. I better put my armor on.
Because she was not wearing it on the spaceship.
No.
So she's got this, like, these giant shoulder pads and this, like, Madonna umpire chest plate type deal. And she's like, he bumps into her and he's like, uh-oh. And she's like, yeah, uh-oh, what are you doing? He's like, I'm leaving. And she's like, no, you're going to go back there and you're going to find those data disks or I'm going to feed you to Clawhammer for lunch.
I was really hoping that Astronema was going to kill off Elgar in this episode.
Oh, that would have been nice, huh? I like Elgar, but I don't love Elgar.
No, he's this weird holdover from Turbo that's just kind of like, hey, just let this be good.
Yeah, I wish this was Diva Talks. Can you imagine Diva Talks getting demoted and having to do like the grunt work? How great that would be.
Yeah, or just like it could still be Elgar, but have him be effective because he's being properly led by Astronema.
Yeah, because like, Diva Talks isn't like giving him bad orders.
Because Astronema will kill him if he fails.
Yeah, and like, I feel like that would be a good... Like thing
that's
to
good,
show.
That's good motivation for Elgar to maybe not be worthless.
Right, like that's not his aunt. Like he's not her nephew.
Yeah.
She doesn't care about him and she has no familial relationship. She'll throw him in a lava pit if she needs to.
But as many times as until he stops crawling back out of it.
Maybe she just threatened that and she's like, oh no, he does like have some weird immunity to lava. I did hear about that. Yeah. I'll just feed you to Clawhammer, which is the name of this monster and also a hammer. Which is why I was like, I couldn't have heard Clawhammer. I must have heard something different.
That's like a regular hammer, right? It's the hammer side and then the back side is like the claw.
It's the claw side, yeah. The Clawhammer of Ron.
The Clawhammer of Ron.
We come back to the Rangers. They're walking around and they're like, oh, we're lost. Let's call the ship and see if we can get like coordinates or whatever. And there's nothing. So they're like, all right, well, we're lost and alone. So cool. Let's find the satellite. And they do some more walking, and then I'm just like a little bit worried about him. I'm like, all right, guys, is everyone wearing sunscreen? This is very important.
Right, it's very hot.
It's like, very hot out there.
Maybe take your jackets off.
Yeah, just take your jacket, or like keep your jackets on so you don't burn your arms.
Or morph. There's got to be some kind of temperature regulation in there. You can breathe in space, and you don't freeze in space.
Yeah, so it should be something. Also, I just hope that you have some water that you could be drinking. I don't want you to get dehydrated. Yeah, that's not funny. You
should have those turbo packs. So,
yeah. Yeah, where's your...
kept those.
those are Zio.
Oh, it was Zio, yeah. Wasn't it?
Your Zio...
pack.
Zio pack? I guess I'm just going to call them a Zio pack. I don't remember what it was called.
It was Zio something, I think.
So then they stumble upon... By they, I mean Ashley specifically, stumbles upon this, like, dinosaur bone. Like, it like laid down and died, and then it got bleached, so its bones are there. And it's like this weird technology part. And I thought it was like part of...
I did too.
I thought it was like Techno Dragon died here.
It was like a robo droid or something? Yeah. Or a dino droid?
Yeah, something. But they're like, no, this is part of the satellite. And like, oh, okay, cool. So then like they immediately find the rest of the satellite. Like the next shot, she's like, let's look for it. It's got to be around here. Oh, it's here it is.
They do like... fade into the next shot. Right. So there is like a passage of time, but yeah, it's just, oh, we gotta find it. And then Ashley also finds the rest of it because she can just like sniff out tech, I guess
that's her special power.
Her camcorder power
is finding dinosaur bones and technology. Also, if they took this dinosaur skeleton intact back to Earth, they would make like $1 million.
Yeah,
it's like sell it to a museum, but hey, we found this because it's real bones. But hey, look what we found. And they'd be like, whoa, this is a crazy dinosaur that you found on Earth. They're like, yeah, Earth.
And they'd be like, where did you find it? And they'd be like, oh, over on Ron.
No, they'd be like, in the park. They'd be like, well, there is so much park.
Yeah, it was in Angel Grove Park. You're just like kind of pushed up. I don't know.
I don't know what happened. Like, good enough for us. They find the discs. They like pull them out. One of them is like wrecked. Three out of the four are fine. But one of them definitely was like, in a bad walk.
Yeah, it's like snapped and burnt.
Yeah. And they're like, all right, we got it. Let's leave. But Astronema is there with Elgar and a bunch of Quantrons. And she's like, I'll be taking those discs now. And they're like, no, not going to happen. So then they morph. And we find out a couple of things.
Okay.
We paused just to laugh at all the stuff again, the Tighten Up Reality Gangster.
Yeah.
All that. One of them is like,
I can't remember.
It's like New Wave Editorials cover or something like that. Because I guess because they are like a reporting club in Mega Ranger. So I guess that kind
of
makes sense.
But it's just a string of English words put together.
Yeah, it's like these mean what we want them to mean, but it's not like anything in particular. But also, in the corner, I didn't notice this before, they have stats, you guys.
They do have stats.
So Josh wrote them down. They have three stats. There's attack, defense, and either speed or special.
Yes, SP.
I think it's special.
Superpower.
Superpowers. So, Josh, we'll start with Andros. What's his stats?
I'm just going to read them in order. So, attack, defense, superpower.
Okay.
Andros has 300, 350, and 400.
He's got a lot of special.
It's a lot of superpower.
Lusp.
Lusp. TJ has 280, 300, 350.
Okay. Kind of, I think he would have a little more attack than that.
You would think he would, but no. I guess,
or at least
it depends on what Mega Blue is. I guess right. Selwyn Ward would have much.
What's his defense?
300.
That should also be higher because those abs are like very strong. They can block a lot of hits.
Yeah, it should be like 400, 400, 200.
Yeah,
that should be TJ. Carlos has the highest base stat total of all of the Ranger Pokemon.
Okay, he's a Garchomp.
He has 400, 350, 350.
That's pretty high. I think it's the Black Ranger's the leader in Mega Ranger, from what we have heard.
Cassie and Andros are the same, 300, 350, 400, and Ashley and TJ are the same, 280, 300, 350.
Okay. I feel like they could have gotten a little more individualized with those.
I think so.
But that's just so you know like what we're working with stat wise.
Yeah, that's the stats of the Power Rangers.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think Carlos is the best. I mean, accurate. Well, I don't know. He did do a lot of good punches earlier. So
he did.
I like that Cassie is as high as the Red Ranger. Like the pink and the Red Ranger are the same stats.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, the palette swaps.
Yeah, one is
Captain Falcon, the other one is Ganondorf.
Yeah, I was going to go with Mortal Kombat. I hate playing Ganondorf. Ganondorf is like, oh, what if...
What if Captain Falcon was
what
slow?
What if Captain Falcon was very slow and very strong, but he's so slow that his strength doesn't matter because you don't hit anything.
Walking with Ganon, just like walking on the level is frustrating because he's so sluggish.
I don't know. I always play fast characters because I can...
I always play Kirby.
I gotta get more hits in. I can get more hits in than you can because I'm faster. Doesn't matter how strong you are. I usually play Sheik or Zero Suit Samus.
I have to play Kirby because sometimes I can play Meta Knight and I can kind of get away with DDD because they also can fly back to the stage
right
a little bit. But Kirby does it best. Jigglypuff also, but I just can't figure her moves out.
Sleeper Bomb is like real good, but real hard to use.
You gotta be inside the other person.
Yeah, your hitboxes have to align. Anyway, enough about this. They fight. I don't remember exactly what happens until Astronema decides that she has had enough of these children.
Astronema, I think, is fighting Andros and just like knocks him down.
I don't think so, because I think she's fighting Cassie.
Cassie attacks her from behind. Okay. So she got somebody down, and then Cassie went over to help and attacked Astronema from the back.
Right.
Got shoved off and then just like kicked out of the way.
Well, because she rips like a necklace off and the necklace lands on the ground. Yeah. And Astronema's like, oh, heck nah. And walks up, and Cassie's like trying to stand up. She's like on like... Or she's pushing up.
Yeah.
And she just gets kicked in the gut so hard she like flies off screen.
Yeah.
So Astronema, much like Wu-Tang, ain't nothing to mess with.
No, she's very capable, which I really like that she has these henchmen to fight for her, but does not need them
to. But like, sometimes she's like, I'm going to get my hands dirty now.
And when she does, she kicks their butt.
Yeah.
Because she murdered Cassie out of the way, and then they all got together, and she just blasted them all down, and they were defeated.
She takes her necklace back, and Anders is like, you're never going to win. He's like hurt from fighting or whatever, and she's like, shut up, and then shoots him with lasers too.
Yeah.
And he's like, and dies, and lands with his hand outstretched with the disc in it, like, here you go.
Here are the discs.
Oops.
Here's the compact discs.
So she takes the discs and she's like, Elgar, tie them up. And so we get this like fade to white and fade back. And then when they come back, they're all chained up. He's like, there. And she's like, I'm going to feed you to Clawhammer for lunch.
She says, I could destroy you.
I could just, because when she's like, tie them up, I was like, why aren't you destroying them? And then she comes back and lets me know why. She could destroy them.
Right. But she is evil and appreciates the theatrics of it. Yeah.
And wants them to die gruesomely.
Gruesomely.
So she's going to feed him a Clawhammer. So
he was just like a giant crawfish.
It's like a big crawdad. Yeah. Like, I want it to be lobstery, but it does not have claws or a tail.
Yeah. It does have claws.
But not like big old claws,
no,
like a lobster.
It doesn't have the big meaty it's like, John I got these Cena little... claws.
Josh, we can't get into this.
Can't pinch his own head.
These hands are so big, what do I do with them? That Punch. Switch looked so weird.
That's why the five-knuckle shuffle hurts so bad.
It's because his hands are so big.
It's like he's dropping a cannonball on you.
He shoots you with a cannonball in the head. And you can't see his face behind those hands.
Also,
that's what
it's really
it is.
Weird that they changed the name of the FU, but let the five-knuckle shuffle
slide. Yeah, look, that one's a little subtler, I think. I think that one's a little more under the radar.
Because he does a dance of punches with his five knuckles.
With his five knuckles. He does a little shuffle, and then five knuckles you in the face. That's all.
Don't Google
that's
it.
That's it. Don't Google it, please. So they're like, all right, well, time to go now. And Anders is like, and like, and TK move a little bit the discs out of Elgar's pocket. They just fall on the ground, and he's like, oop, 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 doesn't even know. So they walk away, and then
they were like only one third of the way into his little pocket.
Well,
in the first place.
They're not great pockets,
and he's not good. Elgar's not good
period.
At anything.
Yeah, good end of sentence. Yeah,
including putting things into pockets.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, the plot had to happen somehow, so they. It's weird because I would have liked it if the bad guys would have won this, because we'll find out that, like, these discs aren't important.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they should have gotten them and been like, ah.
Like, yeah, like then we could have known, like, oh, it's okay, they were bum discs, except for, like, or maybe if they would have gotten the broken one, be like, if only we could fix the broken one. Ah.
Right.
We'll get there. We'll
but
get there.
But they didn't want the discs. They just didn't want the data to get out. So if the broken one was broken and unreadable, like, they won anyway.
Right.
They just have to destroy the other three.
Yeah. Here come the Clawhammer stepping over the mountain. He's a big crawdad. It's kind of weird. It's not like very impressive. It's not.
He came up and I was like, eh.
I did like one attack that he does. He does like a headbutt that like looks like a pickaxe because his head's all pointy.
Right.
So I did like that, but everything else is just kind of like, eh. So we cut back to the Astro Megaship, and Deka and Alpha are there, and they're like, we got to get the Rangers back.
Yeah, they can't communicate with them, so they don't know where they are because they haven't been able to like talk. So they run a scan on the planet, and Deka says like latitude 370 or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just like scan over, and then whoop, there they are, all sprawled out on the ground.
Splayed down there. So they're like, all right, well, there's Crawboy coming. We got to stop him.
Yeah, because it's like they see the Rangers and they're like, that can't be good. And then it goes over a little bit and there's Crawdaddy and they're like, oh no.
Oh no.
And so Alpha says to Deka, we can't help from up here, so we have to go down there.
And I thought, like, Alpha's going to teleport down and he's going to be like, it's too hot for my circuits.
I was just hoping he was going to go down one of those poop chutes and do, like, the whole, like, reach out.
That would be great. Like, and then you get him on, like, the surfboard, like, ugh. Oh, no.
He hasn't said I.
Ever? Has he ever?
Like,
this Alpha has not, I don't think.
No, they went back to this voice because it's more similar to the original one, but they won't go all the way. Just they won't go full Alpha 5.
Give me an I. Give me a yo-yo-yo. It's all I'm looking for.
He won't do yo-yo-yo. That's an alpha. I mean, he's still alpha 6.
He is.
But that is his. That circuit got irreparably damaged.
Give me a Ranger Boys.
Ranger Boys. Yo, Ranger Boys.
Yo-yo-yo, Ranger Boys. I don't know if it would work.
Yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. That's like they got crossed.
Yeah, this,
Yeah, Ranger Boys.
How do we fix this? I don't know if we can. So then Alpha makes the Megazord. And Deka together, they start the Megazord sequence. So they bring
Megazord sequence activated,
and it flies. Their head flies off, and it swings back around, and it lands on them, and they land. And then we get a shot inside the cockpit of the controls just moving by themselves.
So I guess Alpha has like a remote control from the cockpit of the megaship. Where is the cockpit of the megaship in relation to the rest of the Megazord?
Like in the middle, kind of?
Because the Megazord has its own cockpit.
Yeah, well, that's the shuttle.
It's the shuttle, which is the head.
Yeah.
So that's where you control it from, but Alpha is like in
has
the middle.
Like an override.
So is he like facing up then?
I think so.
Because the megaship is sideways?
Yeah, it is sideways. I think so. Maybe there's some sort of like gravity field.
There's some inertial dampeners.
Sure.
Which is a thing in, I think, Stargate. When they get a starship, that's how they explain, like, going fast and not just smooshing on the wall behind you. There's inertial dampeners.
Not becoming Skedios.
That might be a Star Trek term, too.
I don't know. It could be a Doctor Who. Who knows?
He would.
Would he? Who knows?
He does.
Does he? Who?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think we can make this joke go any longer. I feel like we ran out of steam pretty quick on that one. So the Crawdaddy is like, I got this bangarang, and he throws it, and I was like, whoa, defense mode. So that means take out your sword, follow me here, and block, which is fine, I guess. But yeah. I feel like defense mode would have like that awesome shield that you had earlier.
No, that's only to break atmo.
Okay, then you'll just like let it go into space. You catch it on the way back. So he grabs, like, he has a sword, and it like hooks this bangarang hula hoop lightning thing, and he like swings it around and throws it back at him, and I was like, oh, that's pretty neat. Like, maybe Alpha will like beat this dude up.
That would be sweet.
That was the last offensive hit Alpha
got.
Well,
no, because he says now we have to go on the offensive, and like gets one good sword swipe on him, but then Crawdaddy just punches the crap out of
like
that Megazord,
knocks the sword out of his hand, and then like grabs both of his arms in like this bear hug and starts like pecking at him, but like it's like a pickaxe hammer headbutt.
Like, yeah, he's cutting like gashes and knocking chunks off of it.
There's battle damage and stuff all over the place. It looks pretty cool.
They're gonna have to come back to Earth next episode for more parts.
I think they might. It's been a couple since they've been on Earth, so like maybe that's the new gimmick. Is every 3 episodes you gotta go see how Earth's doing?
Gotta get parts. You're like galaxies away.
Yeah,
it's fun. You're on Ron.
Swim by Earth to get parts. There's no Ron's electronics.
I mean, there might be on Earth.
Well, yeah, but not on Ron. Not on the planet called Ron. So then Clawdaddy takes the, I think I've called it a different name every time, picks the Megazord up and like body slams it off a cliff into a lava pit. Doesn't fall in a lava pit. Catches onto the cliff. Thank goodness.
We get a shot from, like, on top of the cliff looking down at them.
Yeah.
But it's very obviously, like, a camera trick because it's somebody laying flat on the ground because they're not holding anything, but they're not falling.
Right, yeah. Their hands are placed on this thing. It's not looking good. So we cut back over to the Rangers, and Andros, like, TKs his blaster back to him and then shoots, I think, Ashley's chains or maybe his own.
I think he got his own and then just, like, freed everybody else.
Shoot everybody else. So everyone gets free because of that. And then they jump back into the Megazord as Crawdaddy is, like, wailing on it. Like, it's just, like, standing over the cliff, just punching it in the arms.
Yes.
And then so they get back in just in time. They, like, block, and then they pull themselves up and, like, knock it over. And then we do the rest of the fight. And it is basically, it starts off with the Megazord just straight up kicking him in the crotch.
Like five times in a row.
Just like bam,
there's one time where it's like, oh, was that a shin kick or was that a crotch kick? And then they must have heard you ask just to make sure you knew what was going on.
Like, oh, no, that's a crotch kick.
They keep doing it.
They're
savage in this fight.
I love it because after they're done with that, that's when they literally just pick him up, pick Crawdaddy up and throw him into lava.
Yeah.
Like, they don't kill him with the sword or the spear.
Yeah, there's no finesse. They just beat the crap out of him and throw him in a lava pit.
Love it. It's so good. Like, just because it's like, all right, we're back on the offensive and, like, the Rangers are here. Let's see if you can handle this. And it seems like it's going to be a regular, like, sword fight. But nope, just like, bam, crotch kick, crotch kick.
We're just going to kick him in the crotch until he goes down.
And they do.
Yep.
And then they throw him into lava and he dies.
We gorilla cut press style.
Like,
up above the head. Get out of here.
Just tosses him into lava. So we cut back to the Dark Fortress. And Astronomer's like, all right, give me the discs. I said discs. Everybody. And Elgar's like, yeah. The what?
Did you give them to me? Maybe you gave them to this Quadron. And Astronomer is like, buddy. Oh, honey.
Come on. And so because he lost the discs, he has to go clean Scrudly.
Play with Scrudly.
Oh, I thought I said so. Go play with Scrudly.
Yeah.
Do we ever find out
what the Scrudly do?
I don't know. It's some monster.
It's Matanza. It's kept in a cage. Yeah. It's like locked up. She goes in and like opens a little like peep window.
Yeah.
And there is like two glowing red dots on the window, which I guess are like supposed to be its eyes,
right,
or whatever. But she's like, Scrudly loves to play. And Elgar in the background is like, no, anything but that. No, please. I hope it's just, like, a cute little dog.
Right.
I hate it because it's cute and nice.
And as a bad guy, I'm contractually obligated to hate cute, nice things.
I want a stinky, gross dog.
Why can't this be
one of, like, the Zool dogs?
Yeah. I was trying to think of, like, a gross animal, but I can't really. Why can't this be a goose? Gooses are pretty horrifying. So
there's got to be something that's just, like, gross.
I
can't think of one.
I don't know. I think all animals are just, like, pretty cute.
They're good animals, Brent.
They're all good animals, Brent. So anyway, we cut back to the Rangers. They're still morphed. They sent all the information on the discs that they could, the three discs.
Yeah.
They sent that all back to Nasada, and they're like, thank you for saving 8 years of scientific research. Sorry none of it helped you. Peace out, Girl Scout.
And they did mention earlier, I don't know if we said it, when they were like, maybe it'll help you on your quest. Ashley, before it cut away, was like, oh, Zordon.
We did not mention that earlier.
But then we kind of forget about that. Alpha will remind us about it in a minute.
Yeah.
But I thought what the director was talking about was, because he's talking to Andros. He's talking to all of them, but he's talking to Andros. Yeah. So I thought he was talking about, like, finding Corone.
Right.
But he wasn't.
No. This is what we were talking about earlier, is, like, why couldn't Astronomer just get them if there's nothing on them? There's nothing important. Because they did beat the monster anyway, so, like, they did get their win, but it could have been, like, a nice, like, oh, you didn't get this one. Right. Or maybe they could have only got the broken one.
And you still could have had the same thing, because it comes back with, oh, there's nothing on here that can help you. It's just hummingbird data.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then there's that last disc, and I think, like, maybe it was Andros or Ashley. It was like, it was probably nothing, or it might have been nothing.
And then Cassie brings
the whole room down.
I love Cassie
like
so
a
much.
Character trait of her the last two episodes. It's just like, what if it was everything?
She's like, yeah, but it could have been everything. And they're like, oh.
And they just like mope out
And then TJ's like, he starts smiling and he's like, hey, you want to go to the ginger spice deck?
Right.
And they're like,
I forgot we called it that.
And they're like, yeah, somewhere cold. And he's like, yeah, Sweden.
Oh, he says swimsuit snowboarding.
No, he said Switzerland. He didn't say swimsuit.
I think he said swimsuit snowboarding. Look, I know he wants the abs out, but he wants to be cool.
Abs, but I don't think that's not a thing. You don't go swimsuit snowboarding. You'll get frostbite.
In the Hollowell deck, Jake, you could do anything.
He'll get frostbite on his abs. His abs will fall
off. But it's not real.
Well, okay, fair point.
Although I guess it does simulate temperature since they want it to be cold.
Yeah. They just want it to look cold.
But like if you were that hot on that planet, you might want to go swimsuit snowboarding to cool off.
I mean, yeah, but you don't want to like...
You go from one extreme to the
other. He definitely said Switzerland. He 100% said Switzerland.
No, I think he said swimsuit.
Everyone write in. So then they leave. They go ski or whatever. And we cut back. We don't leave with them. We just stay on Zelda. Zelda?
Nope. I mean, it's coming.
It's
soon.
Coming.
I'm very excited. I've decided I'm getting it for the Wii U so I can play it.
Nice.
Because I don't want to have to wait until like holiday season when I get the Switch to do it.
So we hang on Alpha. I don't know where Zelda came from. It's just on my brain because it's this week. And Alpha's like, oh, Zordon, were we close?
Right.
And then it ends on that.
That's the end of it. It's just like...
It's kind of like a down note.
It's kind of a down... It's a downer ending, so the bad guys definitely could have got it.
And we could have still done the thing with Skrulli if
we
like...
We could have done this whole thing of
Here's the disc, and she'd be like, well, here's three of them anyway. And you'd be like, yeah. And she'd be like, there's nothing on them. And then she could punish him anyway because she's a bad guy.
So
she
they get
a reason.
Punished, but then you could still have the same thing with like Ashley being like, well, maybe they were nothing. And then Cassie could still say maybe they were everything. Like, you could still have the same exact dynamic.
Yeah.
Just like a better written way, which I think is exactly what I said last time.
Yeah, it could have just done it a little bit better. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. So, Josh.
Yeah. I started.
You started. I'm going to say the best is Astronema beating up the Power Rangers.
Astronema does a lot of good stuff. Being her acting is toned down a little bit.
It's so getting better.
She's figuring it out. I'm gonna still give my best to Carlos fighting.
That's a good one. That's a pretty good one. I very much enjoyed that. I'm definitely still giving my to Astronema because like I like that she is the bad guy, like the big bad.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I'll go beat up the Power Rangers. That's fine.
Yeah.
Because like we saw Zed do that once.
And he only fought Tommy one time in a cave.
We saw Divatox, like just like super strength, like murking people, but like not. It was like she could have just gone and fought the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty cool.
Rita never got her hands
no,
dirty.
No, never. She was like, I'm cool up here. Taco's good out here. So what's the worst, Jake? Good question, Jake. I'm going to say the worst is them not giving the bad guys like a little bit of a win.
That's a good one. Cause like you want your bad guys to accomplish stuff or else the good guys never accomplish anything.
Yeah. Oh, cause like if the good guys don't like lose every once in a while and not just in like the, oh, there wasn't anything on this thing that we won. Like, there's no drama.
Cause they still won the battle. Like,
yeah.
I mean, technically not. They snuck the discs away.
Right.
They didn't need to do that.
That could have been done worse, to be fair. Like
That's true.
That was like the best way to do that, I think. But
Astronema still looks strong.
Yeah.
She's booked strong, which I like.
She is booked strong.
My worst is just Elgar. Cause he's bringing down In Space.
Yeah.
He's not making In Space a bad season, but he's holding it back from being as good of a season as it could be.
I don't think he lasts the whole season.
I hope he just gets fed to Dark Spectre. Just like shove him down Dark Spectre's throat and we never have to hear him again.
That'd be great. And the MVP is TJ's abs.
They're good abs. My MVP's Alpha for just doing the thing. They're in trouble. I got to save them.
That was also pretty good. But you could see those abs through his shirt. Like
that's true.
That was very impressive.
Even in like stage light and not sunlight, you can see them. Like on the bridge later before they go to the Hollowell deck, it's just like it's just abs, man.
Yeah.
They steal every scene they're in.
But yeah, Alpha also is a good pick because like he's just like, we got to go fight.
Yeah.
We got to go do it.
He basically says to Dekka, if not us, then who? And that's my favorite thing in Power Rangers.
It's good times. So that's going to do it for us for today. Any other final thoughts before I round out? So that's going to do it for us for today. We will see you on Monday I think I still have it pulled up.
Okay.
I believe it is A Ranger Among Thieves. It is a ranger among thieves. All right. Ooh, that might be fun. But until then, may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid.
Don't start without me.